Isaiah chapter 34. Approach, you nations, to hear, and listen, you peoples. Let the earth and its fullness hear, the world and all its offspring. For the Lord is angry with all the nations, and is wrathful over all their armies. He will obliterate them, he will deliver them to slaughter, and their casualties will be dumped, and from their corpses their stench will come. And mountains will melt from their blood, and all the array of heaven will dissolve, and the heavens will be rolled up like a scroll, and all their array will fall away, like the falling off of foliage from a vine, or like a fig falling from a fig tree. For my sword will be satiated in the heavens, and behold, it will descend on Edom, and on a people I have condemned in judgment. The Lord's sword is full of blood. It is besmeared with fat from the blood of fatted lambs and he-goats, and with the fat from the kidneys of rams, for the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the buffaloes will be brought down with them, and oxen with strong bulls, and their land will be saturated with blood, and their dust will be made greasy with fat. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of retribution, for the controversy over Zion. And its streams will be turned into pitch, and its dust into sulphur, and its land will become burning pitch. Night and day it will not be extinguished. Its smoke will rise up age-abidingly. From generation to generation it will be desolate. In all perpetuity no one will pass through it. And the pelican and the hedgehog will inherit it, and the owl and the crow will inhabit it. And it is delineated as desolate, and it is marked off as forlorn. As for their nobles, there will be nothing there which they can proclaim as a kingdom, and all its officials will be no more. And thorns will come up in its palaces, and nettles and thistles in its fortifications, and it will be an abode of jackals, and pasture for ostriches. And the desert animals will meet the jackals, and the goat will call to its fellow. Indeed, the screech owl will settle quietly there, and will find itself a resting place. The eagle owl will make its nest there, and lay its eggs, and hatch them, and brood over them in its shadow. Vultures will also gather there, the female and her mate. Seek in the book of the Lord, and read. Not one of these females will be left behind. No female will lack its mate. For it is my mouth which has commanded it, and it is his spirit which will gather them. And he has cast their lot, and his hand has allocated them an area marked off by a measuring line. They will inherit it age-abidingly. From generation to generation they will dwell in it.